For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is UK Today, a new segment all about the excellent things happening at the University of Kentucky, such as the School of Music being named a Yamaha Institution of Excellence for, as they put it, providing unique and challenging experiences to music students through diversity of thought and curriculum. Joining us today to talk about this achievement is the director of UK School of Music, Dr. Stan Pelkey. Dr. Pelkey, welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be with you, Dan.
So first, congratulations. I mean, what does it mean to you and the other faculty members there at the School of Music to receive this kind of recognition?
Well, recognition like this is always a valuable form of external confirmation of our sense of the quality of education that we're providing students. And I also think that given their emphasis on our activities of outreach, that it's confirmation of the value we're offering to the campus and the wider Commonwealth community through our performances. And right now, our enrollment of music majors in the UK School of Music is among our highest in our history. And so, you know, I intuitively can sense from that that students want to be here at the University of Kentucky studying music. But clearly a recognition like this from a major external player in our field confirms that we're doing something right and that students recognize that that's why they want to be here. It's not just us thinking we're doing good things. And beyond that, just personally and professionally, I mean, we all love to receive this kind of recognition that suggests that what we're doing every day, teaching, performing, doing our research on music, is really at this high level that we're trying to hold ourselves to. You know, we're in the company of famed programs like the Berklee College of Music and the Eastman School of Music. I also anticipate we'll use this designation to help continue to articulate our distinctiveness in a really crowded field of music programs in our region.
What does it mean now for the school that it's been named a Yamaha Institution of Excellence?
We're in a fact-finding phase right now. Representatives from Yamaha are discussing with me and other representatives of the school and of the College of Fine Arts some areas of strength and areas of need that they may even help us advance or address. But of course, we also have a very long history of a relationship with Yamaha. We own lots of their pianos, lots of their instruments. Our marching band students perform primarily on Yamaha instruments. They've already supported us with grants in the past. So one area that I am hoping that they will be able to assist us with is strengthening how we can do distance education of music. Because one of my goals as director of the School of Music is to continue to expand how we can serve through teaching and performing parts of Kentucky that are underserved right now due to distance or technologies. We know there are limits on what we can do through technology with music making, and having a partner like Yamaha that, you know, this is their business, this expansion of technological sophistication. I hope we will benefit from that for our mission for outreach in the Commonwealth.
Why is music important? Why do we continue to study any of the fine arts?
I think that gets to the very heart of what I'm thinking about all the time as a music administrator, but also as a music historian by training. I want to flip that question, maybe in a way that folks don't usually think about it. Let me ask the question, why would we not study music? Why would we not make music? We can start with the human body, which is ready-made for musical activities. We have voices that can speak in rhythm, sing in an emotionally heightened and evocative manner. We have symmetrical limbs that seem to invite us to use our hands to clap, our feet to stomp. And beyond that physical reality, the long history of archaeological and anthropological research shows that humans have been making music for their entire existence. So why would we stop? Why would we stop now when, as you say, the kind of the prophet mentality, which is so strong today, it has a relatively short component of human history. But beyond that, I think most of us that are engaged with music would recognize that it has therapeutic value. It binds people together in emotive networks of participation. It soothes and inspires. It allows us to put our hands and our eyes and our ears and our brains together in really meaningful experiences. In my experience with students, long before they've asked the question, can I make a living doing this thing called music, they've already realized what faculty and professional musicians have realized, which is music making has a deep personal and social meaning. And once it gets into you, you really have no choice but to pursue it.
I have no doubt that your students and the other folks there in the School of Music kind of have the same fervor about it as you do. So I can only imagine that in the midst of this pandemic, you're all aching to perform again for a live audience. Do we know when that'll be? And is there some way now that we can watch performances?
Yes, we have been very careful in terms of mask usage and social distancing and putting our rehearsals into even larger spaces than normal so that we could continue to sustain our ensemble experience for students throughout the pandemic. So rather than having live audiences, we've been recording, video recording all of our activities with our large ensembles this year. Those have been collected by the College of Fine Arts, and we're maintaining a website where folks can go to and follow links to various performances. Folks can go to finearts.uky.edu/music to find that repository of videos.
My guest today has been Dr. Stan Pelkey. He's the director of UK's School of Music, which is currently posting performances online. Check those out at finearts.uky.edu/music. You can also find a link along with this conversation online at wuky.org. Dr. Pelkey, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, and I hope everyone has a great day and continues to find joy and happiness in music in our lives.